Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today, we are meeting with Alien Metals. They have a portfolio of exploration projects in Mexico, Australia, and Greenland. And they recently just put out news on their Hancock Orin Ore project in Australia. And here to tell us all about the news in the company is Bill Brody Good, CEO and Technical Director. Hello, Bill.
Morning, Bonnie. Nice to catch up.
Absolutely. So can you please tell us about this recent news that you put out on the Hancock project?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Hancock tenement is one of two tenements in the prolific Pilbara region of Western Australia that is part of our Hammersley iron ore project. And we just completed a second phase of drilling this year and felt it was important to update the market because iron ore as a commodity is doing extremely well. And our results coming out of this project are extremely good, and we're really encouraged by it. So we felt we wanted to share the information. I should just be very clear, what we've issued this morning, actually, they are the handheld XRF readings from the drilling work we've done on phase two. They are not the definitive laboratory readings, results. However, in the past and quite often in today's sort of exploration market, XRF readings are becoming more and more accurate and supportive of field work. And they're a really useful tool, especially in the iron ore sector, for helping the geologist as he's looking at the material, drilling a hole. Often the material can look quite similar, but possibly have quite different values, and the XRF unit will help. And what we found, I mean, we targeted specific ridges in the Western Ridges prospect of the Hancock tenement that we'd had lab results from the first round of drilling. And we're highly encouraged, obviously, by what we've seen. I mean, you know, getting intervals 9, 10, 11 meters at plus 60, 61% iron ore. These are readings on the XRF are still highly encouraging because they're exactly where we expect this high-grade material to be. And also in the Sirius extension, which we believe will be where we'll be able to build up our maiden inferred mineral resource.
Now, I suppose you're still going to send the results to the lab for assays as well.
No, absolutely. I mean, all the samples already in the laboratory. We were much more aware of the delays from the first phase just due to, one, getting the samples to the lab and also the just the backlog. I mean, there's so much work going on in Western Australia at the moment that you know, the labs are really under pressure. So no, all the samples are now received at the lab. I think they went in three batches over the last few weeks. And the laboratory results with the accompanying QAQC, you know, quality control, is, you know, fundamental for being able to potentially build a resource and for really understanding what we've got, what we found in terms of mineralization, continuity, strike, depth, everything to help us really develop this project. So it's really just to say, you know, fantastic results from the XRF, but we're very hopeful that the true laboratory results will reflect these and just give us that next level of confidence in the project to go on to the next level of work, which will be possibly some more drilling, as I said, probably and building an inferred resource, at least on the Sirius extension, and doing some more on the ground sort of foot soldier type exploration, where we're going to delineate these extensive ridge systems that no one's been on them and looked at them in the past. So they're sort of virgin territory, which is very exciting because we believe they hold significantly more of this high grade, you know, DSO direct shipping ore material.
I mean, the great thing about XRF is that it gives you immediate results that you're drilling in the right place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did think we were drilling in the right place already, but it does give you that extra confidence. And because, especially on the ridge systems where the surface, sort of the top 20, 25 meters is the real target for the high grade material. in places where we couldn't maybe get the rig right to where we wanted it. So the ground was too steep, so we had to bring the rig a bit lower down the slope. It still gives us great information for adjusting particular holes if we wanted to, or adding a hole. No, absolutely. But very importantly, and as you said earlier, it's the laboratory results will be the definitive information.
And how many meters have you drilled so far, and what do you have left to drill on the project?
Oh, well, I mean, this second round was 2,170 meters. The first maiden drilling was about 3,200 meters, all reverse circulation. We would probably next step do some core, so some diamond core, to actually get a little bit more potentially metallurgical samples, really have a closer look at some of the geology in more detail, obviously, than chips from the reverse circulation drilling. I mean, how much more? I'm hoping that our sort of continued reconnaissance and mapping of these ridges that could run, we believe, run for several tens of kilometers within the tenement, you know, they could need another 10, 15, 20,000 meters of drilling. But at this stage, we're sort of being cost effective. We're working it up, what I'd like to think, in a efficient way to start building resources and, you know, obviously adding significant value and hopefully, you know, looking at the next stage of work as well.
And so you have enough funds for your exploration budget on the project for this year?
Yeah, at the moment we're very fortunate. We've been very, as I say, cost effective with our work and our drilling. RC is much cheaper than diamond core, so yeah, we still have good funds available. We are obviously working on other projects. We're actually today we started some trenching and mapping work finally on the Elizabeth Hill silver project up in also in the Pilbara. You know, in the background, we're doing the necessary archaeological and heritage studies for the Brockman tenement, which is the second iron ore tenement that we're very excited about. That, again, has never been drilled. And we're excited that once we have the paperwork in place, we can drill that. We're already spending a little bit on the ground in Mexico on Donovan 2 that we recently came back into the fold. And as ever, planning next phase, some more work there quite soon as well. So yeah, we're very much still well funded to be pushing these projects forward.
And I guess the Hancock project is your most advanced and your flagship project out of your other projects?
I suppose you could say it's most advanced in terms of from where we started with it, which is pretty much it was an unknown entity that I think when the company picked it up, the initial 51%, there was a lot of head scratching and people thinking, well, why are these guys picking up a block of or two blocks of potential iron ore projects with very little work on them? But we always had faith in them. I think we're proving that now. But I suppose, yes, the most advanced in terms of we've had the opportunity to do a couple of drill programs now. But that doesn't mean that as we start working up Elizabeth Hill, that things will hopefully progress quicker there to really work up some target generation on Elizabeth Hill, as well as obviously Donovan 2. I mean, if we can, you know, hit that target that Capstone we're looking for and that we still believe is there, then that will change the scenario. So we're not putting anything else in the drawer. We're trying to do, you know, keep pushing on all fronts. But yeah, I suppose Hancock at the moment is sort of the horse out in front, so to speak, with just the recent work we've managed to do.
And I guess with all the projects that you have going on and all the work that you're doing, investors can expect a lot of news flow from Alien.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we, you know, we are working hard. It is exploration. So, and as I said, like in Australia, everything's so busy. The laboratories are busy. Getting drill rigs is really difficult, but we're managing really well, I think. So sometimes a little patience is needed to, from when we get the work done to when we can, in this case, get the sample results from the laboratory. Same in, you know, for Elizabeth Hill work, we're doing some trenching. We're going to do some work. We're waiting on some water analysis on the water that's in the underground mine. We're hoping that comes through as acceptable water that can be discharged into the local water system to give us a chance to get back in and, you know, see what's down there. And in Mexico, yeah, I mean, just keep, as soon as we get these permits, we do some drilling on Los Campos and San Celso on the silver projects. And as I say, we're pushing ahead with ideas and work on Donovan too.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting time for Alien Metals, and we look forward to hearing more of your results and how the projects are moving forward. Thank you very much for joining us, Bill.
Well, Bonnie, thanks for your time this morning. And yeah, I look forward to updating investors in the market every step of the way.
And thank you for joining us on.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.